Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Well, I almost forgot what day it was, but it is Thursday, and it's good to be together to share in God's Word and to consider this week how we pray about praying, about how God grows our prayer life as we draw nearer to Him each day. And each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect of something the Bible says about how we ought to pray or what we ought to pray for, or what our motives and attitudes ought to be in prayer. And today we're going to focus in on praying when in trouble. And also take a little bit of a look at the opposite side of that when we're not in trouble. James 5, verse 13 says, "Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise." So many times when we find ourselves in trouble, we're not sure what to do. If we knew what to do, we wouldn't be in trouble. And God comes along and says, if you're in trouble, pray. Seek His help. Seek His guidance. Seek His presence. One of the difficulties of this world is a recognition that trouble exists. And sometimes we go out looking for trouble, but more often, trouble comes looking for us. Jesus says, in this world, you will have trouble. It could happen, but you will. And the reason that He says that we ought to pray when we're in trouble is because of the rest of the promise of Jesus. Not only will you have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And when we recognize that, we find incredible power not to avoid trouble, but to endure trouble. I try not to latch on to current events as a means of self-promotion or anything that draws attention. It's easy to go with the flow and get followers and readers and all of this, but there are times where things happen that we have to look at from a godly perspective. As I think about the shooting at a Catholic school in Minnesota, there are those politicians that are condemning those students and staff members for praying in the midst of it. In essence, saying prayer did nothing for them. And as politicians, we have to. And I would be the first to agree that there are loopholes that allow people to carry guns that shouldn't have guns. And things ought to be done about that. But to dismiss the action of prayer when faced with trouble, well, in and of itself is a very troublesome thing. And one of the best things we can do when in trouble is to pray. Because prayer opens us up to receive and use the wisdom of God. Prayer helps us in our times of trouble, but it also helps us to overcome trouble, especially when trouble is caused by, well, our bad decisions. And maybe not our personal bad decisions, but bad decisions as a community, as a state, as a nation. As prayer draws us to God, we ought to find common ground in what is good and right, because, well, everything good and right is based out of God's nature. And so we pray when we're in trouble. We pray when those around us are in trouble. We pray when trouble exists in our community. We pray when trouble exists in our nation. And it's not simply praying that God strikes down all those who cause trouble. That's kind of what we want to pray. But instead we pray that God changes us to be more like Him. And that's only possible when we surrender. Now, God has the power and the ability to force us, but He doesn't. By His choice, by His will, He has restrained Himself from making us do what we don't want to do. But He continually calls us to Himself out of love and compassion and mercy. To get us to change. To want to change. Because when we want to, He makes it happen. The changes that we cannot bring about in our own power, He can. But we have to ask. And sometimes those changes that we need in life are instantaneous, miraculous, overnight changes, but many times they're a slow and steady progress that takes time. Endurance that takes patience. And so we pray. Because we need God's help. We need His presence. We need His forgiveness. The rest of that verse in James says, not only says, if anyone is in trouble, let them pray. If anyone is happy, let them sing songs of praise to God. A different type of prayer. The communication with God when things go well. We acknowledge His hand in the goodness of what's taking place. Our happiness is not the same as the joy that we have from God's Spirit. But it doesn't mean that happiness shouldn't exist. But we ought to give God the credit. Acknowledge His hand in our happiness. The things that not only go the way that pleases us, but are exceedingly more than we can think or imagine. And we praise God for His goodness, not just a temporary goodness that helps us today, but an eternal goodness that draws us to Himself so that the judgment we deserve is not pronounced against us. We're in trouble because we sin. And when we pray and when we surrender to Jesus, He fills us with a joy, but also gives us a happiness that our sins are no longer held against us. And because of that, we pray and we praise God. And we draw near to Him. and He is made visible in us and through us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. I thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself, and it gives us what we need in our times of trouble. Oh, many times it doesn't give us what we want, because frankly, what we want in our times of trouble usually isn't all that helpful. It short circuits the lessons we need to learn. It keeps us from repenting and being changed. But Father, You give us what we need. And so we pray. And we ask that You fill us with compassion, with mercy, with forgiveness, with a peace that surpasses all understanding, with correction, with discipline, with whatever it is that is needed in our time of trouble that would make Your kingdom grow and prosper. And Father, as we experience Your help in our times of trouble, may we never forget in our happiness to sing, to praise You, to acknowledge Your help and Your deliverance. And Father, today I thank You for the great need that was accomplished, fulfilled by the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, as the trouble of sin in our life, in my life, in the life of each person hearing this, was greater than we could manage, was greater than we could ever overcome. A trouble so great that there's nothing we could do about it. But You could, and You did. And so, Father, in the midst of our sin, the trouble that it brings, may we pray. And may we find forgiveness. May we find restoration. May we find help in our times of need. And Father, as we experience the help of Jesus, may we praise Him in such a way that we lift Him up in all things, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.